Great to have you listening in on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We've gotten pretty spoiled in some ways, I think. What would have seemed like lightning speed in the early days of computers can now have you pulling out your hair because it seems so slow. Larry Mueller here again. Thank you for joining us. As we visit with Peter Green today, independent computer consultant, provides great information and resources at infostar.com. And today he's going to, among other things, walk us through what to do if your computer system slows way down. And, hey, Pete, always great to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Always great, Larry.
I tell you what, this business of slow computers, I had that right here at Wisconsin Public Radio, and I was going crazy.
Did you reach into your bag of tricks?
Well, what I did was I reached into the IT's bag of tricks. The IT came in, and suddenly the whole computer system was restored to blinding speed. I mean, it's unbelievable.
You know what I found difference. With people in terms of their ability to retain and work on computers? It's like anything. It revolves around your interest. Mm-hmm. So when something starts crumbling and falling apart in front of you, if it happens often enough, you're either footing the bill with somebody else or you got an interest in your own pocket and you're going to say, okay, I'd rather spend money on going on a trip or something, because sometimes it can add up over a period of time, just like buying gas for a car.
Well, in this case, a lot of the updates and things we're not allowed to do. I mean, the IT person does all that. So, so I think one of the things that was with my computer was that there were a lot of updates that needed to have been done, and once they were done.
Well, you just mentioned two things: notifications, updates. So your system's getting notified. So stuff is getting pushed to it. It's knocking at the door. And that knocking at the door and the computer's trying to pay attention to it. So just those acts alone, if that happens often enough, and not just from one source. So let's say you're using Microsoft or Apple or another operating system. But if you've got software that you've left the notification on, you got the same issue. So your door is constantly getting knocked on, and your computer is saying, "Let me think about it," or "I got to talk to my owner." So there are these processes that are going on underneath the surface, and you can either elect to shut them off or you can leave them on. If you leave them on, the sooner you act on them, the better you're going to be. Your system's going to be. But if you shut them off, for me, some of the updates, for example, Adobe Flash Player, it says, do you want an update? Or, a variety of Adobe products. Anytime a new product, hardware, device, smartphone, tablet, laptop, little modification, updates start getting thrown out there. And it's a rolling process that the manufacturer says, I got to alert my users out there. And I don't really like getting bugged that often, so I turn that off. And you usually can do that under preferences or, you just have to look under the hood a little bit, and it's a checkbox and you can turn it off. Now, the other thing is if you install new software, a lot of times it asks you the question, do you want this when your computer starts up? In other words, you want it to be that little icon all the way over in the right bottom part of your computer. Most of the time, almost all the time, I say no, because when I want to use it, I'll go to it. I don't need to sit it there. I don't need it to sit there in a holding pattern
waiting
to just click on it, because I could click on it from my desktop or I could find it from my program menu. I don't need it to occupy resources when the computer starts up just to say a quick hi.
That makes sense.
So I eliminate that. And the way to get into how to, eliminate or shorten down your list of programs that are like that is Microsoft in a lot of the Windows, almost from, I'm not sure if it was in Windows, I don't want to say one, but probably started with Windows 95. you could type in msconfig, and then you could go to the startup tab. And in the startup tab, it will list all those things that are going to be starting up when your computer starts bringing it from the bootstrap, is what they call it.
Right.
It brings it, you know, to your desktop. You'll see things like your antivirus. Well, you want to leave that on because it's going to scan your system, make sure everything's, you know, good. But do you want to get notified by HP about your printer updates? If your printer's working fine, you're probably pretty safe. Do you want to get notified by Google about a toolbar update or a search update? I don't really think it's necessary.
No.
Some people do. You know, you can shut it off. All those notifications start adding up. So if you go to your start and you click in msconfig in that empty box and hit enter, msconfig, then you can go to that startup tab and make choices. There are a lot of references out there, pages where you could just type in msconfig, and people have written up summaries and screenshots, you know, stepping you through the process.
And msconfig is Microsoft configuration.
Yep. And then when you're done, it'll prompt you, do you want to exit and reboot, or do you just want to exit and continue using your system? So you can, you know, make that choice. There are some excellent utilities, and we've talked about them throughout the years. I've heard of some new ones. I still like using CCleaner. They keep it up to date and current. It works well. And the thing that you need to be aware of is it can clean your it can clean out your cache. It can clean out your history. But if you're used to logging onto systems, you need to be careful in that you remember what you're using for your username and your password so you can get back on those systems, because it's going to wipe, you know, it's going to wipe that slate clean. So when you go back to your bank and you go back to your financial trading place or your insurance company or whatever, that you have that information. Which leads me to another thing to simplify, I think, people's lives with these password issues, because I've walked into, you know, places, homes, where I look at these passwords that have been configured, and I go, oh, my God, how are you ever going, if you don't remember that slip of paper,
yeah,
how are you ever going to get back into the system? So my rule is, use one of your favorite names for maybe a toy or a puppy or a cat or a kitten or, you know, something that you're fond of, and use the combinations upper and lower case. It could be first letter, last letter, and then use a series of numbers that you're familiar with, your birth date or, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then
year of
9
birth or whatever.
Know, whatever, and then use a symbol and keep, you know, maybe 3 or 4 of them in your stable and cycle them. So that at least when you got to go and try and guess, you've got a better than an educated guess of getting back in instead of a phrase or, you know, some kind of ridiculous, you know, conglomeration of symbols and characters and stuff.
Well, if I can't remember, I just ask Judith Sears Poisson, and she knows all of mine and can keep track of mine and keep track of hers and... Her husband's, too, I think. She knows his, too.
And the cats. The cat has a lot of passwords.
Oh, my goodness. And she's she has a remarkable memory for membership drives as well. And she remembered that this is the time for her to come in and visit with me and with you about,
her time to shine.
Yeah, about your contributions to Wisconsin Public Radio. I hope... You do that right now. $5, $10, $28 a month. Every gift, any amount, makes a big difference. So I hope you'll donate right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And once again, we have a goal.
We do. And I just want to give a big shout out to the folks who called last hour. Last hour, we heard from 51 new and returning members. What a great hour.
Wow.
Thank you so much for those pledges. But right now, we have a dollar for dollar match. Are you ready for this, Larry? Up to $6,200.
Wow.
That's a really generous match. It's from current members, including Sherry and Madison, and WASA members Marilyn and Jim and Pat and Rita. And it means that they'll match every dollar share, you give. That's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. So get your pledge doubled and support the programs you love, like The Larry Mueller Show, when you give. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
On this program, we cover topics like environment and consumer issues. We talk about gardening, how-to topics like your computer, as a matter of fact, how to get that up and running well. You get a lot of great information from this program, and I think it's possible because of your financial support of Wisconsin Public Radio. So continue to support this program and all the other programs you enjoy on WPR with your pledge right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And this membership drive, you can choose the new I Love WPR magnets as your thank you gift. For your pledge of $60 or more, that comes out to $5 a month. Your pledge supports the programs, and you'll love these magnets.
You'll get one large and one small magnet. You stick them on your car or on your refrigerator. Pledge now. Show your love for WPR at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552 and ask for your new WPR magnets.
I have many favorites. I like the music for casual listening, but when I want to pay attention, when I want to do intentional listening, then I like anything that Larry Mueller does. I do like Chapter a Day. In fact, I usually try to catch that twice, both early in the day and late at night. I like Saturday morning, Classics by Request, and I love the folk music program on Sunday evening. I like all the NPR offerings, especially Prairie Home Companion and All Things Considered. I listen all the time. I'm Lorraine Henning from Eau Claire, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for intellectual stimulation.
Lorraine, you're wonderful. Thank you so much for contributing and for talking with us about why you contribute. Now, as you listen, I hope you will contribute as well. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your pledge during our winter membership drive. I'm Larry Mueller, along with Judith Sears Poisson, asking for your support of WPR. And your gift, maybe it's $10 or $15 a month, whatever amount you choose. That is the right amount.
It is indeed. And if you're looking for the best way to fit a contribution to WPR into your budget, think of becoming a sustaining member. You'll make automatic, affordable monthly contributions from your credit card or bank account.
A lot of people give $15 a month on this plan. Some give $100 a month on this plan. The amount really is up to you. As a sustainer, you'll be an ongoing member of WPR. You'll be building a stable source of revenue for your favorite radio station. So contribute right now and become a sustainer at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And you know what? You don't have to live in a big city to have access to everything the world has to offer. You get it right here on Wisconsin Public Radio.
So whether you live in a small town or maybe a big city, when you listen to WPR, you're in the global public square, you might call it. We're hearing from artists, from reporters, and experts in the forefront of their fields. And because you appreciate this access to the best the world has to offer, I hope you'll make a pledge of support to WPR. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And I don't think we've mentioned, Larry, this is actually the last day of the pledge drive.
So
it's a really important time to show your support. You can turn on the radio every day, seemingly for free, and enjoy hours of news programs, in-depth conversations, and really great entertainment. For a lot of people, that's where the relationship ends.
But for a special group of people, the relationship changes over time. They become attached, and then they give us money, as a matter of fact. They willingly pay for something that many people get for free.
Those are very special people, and we call them members. Become a member today. $5 a month is a great starting point, and you can do that at WPR.org, 888-202-2552. And welcome to the club, which Larry and I are both members of.
Yes, we are. And you've made a habit of listening to Wisconsin Public Radio. I hope you'll now make a habit of donating. It's a good habit, a habit you can be proud of.
Not all habits are.
No, and I've got plenty that aren't. But I've got a few that are, and one of them, the good ones, is my support of Wisconsin Public Radio. I hope you get started today as well. You can help with a pledge any amount at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
And don't forget, our very generous dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect, up to $6,200. That is just a really wonderful challenge. So give now. Help us take advantage of every dollar of that challenge. You can do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And your support of WPR will go twice as far.
And this pledge drive, we're offering some very special things. One is the show your support for WPR with the new I Love WPR magnets. They're yours for a pledge of $60. That's $5 a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And I'll offer a bit of free advice. If you're going through a car wash, take it off first. I won't tell you how I know that, but I know that. If you're not already a sustainer, think about becoming one right now. It's easy to set up those convenient, ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card. You can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your pledge now is so important during this winter membership drive at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552. And thank you. Great to have you listening in on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here taking a look at your computer and your software with Peter Green, computer consultant with Infostar.com, visits with us regularly to help with your personal computer problems. And by golly, Colin in Madison's been waiting a long time. So let's go right there. Colin, thank you for waiting. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
So I have a MacBook Pro that's maybe like 4 years old. And I just noticed like a couple weeks ago that it's taking me maybe 3 or 4 minutes from clicking on Safari for Safari actually to open. And I have Google Chrome and Firefox, and those don't take nearly as long, but I suppose, come to think of it, they take a little bit longer than when I first got the computer. And I checked the memory on the computer, and I've got like hundreds of gigabytes free, so I don't think it's that. I'm not really sure what the problem could be.
What do you think, Pete?
Have you tried clearing the history cache on the browser?
Yes, I have.
So the other ones aren't reacting. That you're saying they're a little bit slower, but not quite in the same ballpark.
Okay. So if I have the application completely closed, to open Google Chrome or Firefox will take maybe 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. If I've already got it open, to open a new window, it happens right away. Mm-hmm. But Safari takes 2 to 3 minutes if it's completely closed to open. And once I'm on it, it seems to go fine. I can get around easily. It's mm-hmm. just that initial opening taking a really long time. I'm not sure what it means.
Which version of the OS X are you using?
I'm not sure, but I know it's fully updated, so whatever the latest one is.
So I
that's
believe
all I have.
I believe it is it Mavericks is the last one?
Yeah, I think so. Maverick, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. You know, I haven't really used many utilities on the Mac for cleaning up the system. I'm kind of tempted to on mine at work because it seems to be getting a little tardy as well. I would probably look and see, you know, it might be worth, because there might be something going on with Safari compared to the others that is not an obvious setting that needs to be changed, or you know, possible reinstall of the software, downloading a fresh copy of Safari and just doing a reinstall might refresh the files and make it perform better.
Yeah, you know, that's a good idea.
Because sometimes the operating system, you know, it does checksums with files when it's installing. And it may be just having a little bit of a juggling match or difficulty with some of the program files, and that's what's taking the extra time.
Okay. I've also, and if you haven't turned your computer off lately, it's a good idea to restart the computer.
Yeah. I do that at least once a week with my Mac at work. Yeah. Sometimes I have to do it more often because I might have issues with it. But the Windows system I do every day because I just don't trust it the same way.
Yeah.
So, if you're like putting it to sleep and then, you know, popping the screen up on it and then starting to use it, you probably would want to, you know.
I'd restart
do
it.
A restart.
Yeah, if you haven't. Yeah, yeah. For sure.
The other thing is, you said you had enough RAM. How about hard drive space?
What I meant to say was that I had a lot of hard drive space.
Okay.
I think I have. I have 4 gigs or something.
Yeah, because underneath the hood of OS X is actually Unix, and Unix, like Windows, uses swap space for the RAM of the computer with the hard drive, so it uses it in tandem. So there's an assigned amount of space that you don't realize is there. That the memory.
Well, when I look at it, it says that I have 4 gigs of RAM.
Okay.
And I have 305 gigabytes free of 500 gigabytes on the hard drive storage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another thing I would recommend for you, because I'm pretty sure that your MacBook Pro, it's very easy to upgrade. I bought the memory off of eBay. I think for $80, I upgraded mine from 4 to 8, mm-hmm. and it's really just undoing the cover, pulling out the memory chips and putting the new ones in. It's very straightforward. They got videos on YouTube.
How to do it?
They got pages. People put pictures up and tell you how to do it. And it's great money. It's a great investment to do, and you're going to notice improvement in your performance in your system.
Good luck. Thanks a lot for calling, Colin. Appreciate it. I want to give Tim and Madison a chance to join in. Tim, hi. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for taking my call. I had a question regarding the recent news about preloaded software actually being adware. I just recently purchased a Lenovo laptop, and I don't know if you're familiar with the recent news about how it came preloaded with a software product called Superfish.
Okay. I haven't heard of that, but I'm not surprised.
Yeah, but apparently a lot of tech folks wrote about how this software has gaping security flaws.
Okay.
So much so that it looks like it could be used for grabbing banking information. Mm. Anyway, I'm not... I freaked out and am no longer looking at any sort of financial information on this laptop,
okay.
which, again, I just recently purchased.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I'm not sure how to approach this. I don't trust the antivirus tools to remove. I know they've removed the certificate and mm-hmm. I've uninstalled the software, but
okay.
I don't know what else could be lurking on this system. I recently purchased some Office products. This is my work computer,
mm-hmm.
and I guess the safest bet from what I'm reading is to completely wipe the operating system. I'm currently on 8.1, mm-hmm. Microsoft 8.1.
Okay. What direction should you go?
Basically, yeah, should I wipe it clean and then reinstall the Office products that I purchased? Will that cause me to repurchase?
Well, what I would do, if you suspect that this Superfish is the problem or the culprit, I'd go online and look at some resources out there and see what they've, you know, concluded in terms of removal. The system registry will have references to software that's been installed on the system. And usually when I want to remove something and get it out of there, I'll go into the system registry and just locate those points of reference and remove those entries from the registry so it's completely off of the system. It's probably not a software that morphs. Software that morphs are the ones that try to trick you into, you know, paying $80 or whatever fee they want to, you know, get rid of all these error messages that you're getting on your copy of Windows. So they're like saying, buy me and we'll fix it. In fact, when you try to remove them, the software starts to morph and turn into another product, which can be very frustrating. So, you know, that's one approach to it. The other is having something like Malwarebytes is a good program that scans not only for some virus and worms, but, you know, adware and things like that. So that's a good program, and it can run in conjunction with the antivirus tools that are out there. So you could actually have a couple of them working in your favor. To redo the entire operating system, I'm not a big fan of that because it can be very time-consuming, very frustrating if it's not something you're familiar with doing.
Yeah.
You need to gather all the device drivers for all the pieces of hardware that your computer talks to. You can download it off of. It's typically not shipped with the computer anymore. It's something you'd have to go to their website, download it, you know, set up a folder and make sure you got copies of everything, put it on a thumb drive or burn it to a DVD or a CD, you know, and then all the software that you want, make sure you've got copies of that and all the registration information, the licensing, so that when you do go to reinstall the OS, then you've got everything at your fingertips so you can redo it. So it can be done. It could be time-consuming, and if you're not comfortable with doing it, it could be something that you could get very frustrated at because you won't get your computer back to the way it was.
Yeah, there you go. Good luck. Thank you very much for calling.
It's unfortunate that the way some of these programs that are shipped with computers, they're trying to, you know, get you to, you're using a trial version of their software. They're trying to say, hey, I'm really great. License me. And they may have some ads running through their system where if you click through them, they get credit for that. They get paid for advertising, you know, views, and they may even get comped by you purchasing some other software through those ads. So, you know, some of the deals that these manufacturers make to try to make up what they feel are lost profit margins, you know, through this extra source of revenue, it, you know, there almost should be a law against that. But it's, you know, I still stand on that there should be a hardware and software industry oversight that basically doesn't allow companies to get away with doing stuff like that, because what does it do? It costs the user, us, the time, effort, and energy to have to deal with it.
Yeah, that is definitely the problem. Tim, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. You can join in, too, by the way. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234, and we will get you on. And want to talk with computer wizard Judith Sears-Poisson, who joins us now once again.
I was just telling our wonderful intern, Cheyenne, that I am actually a little bit of a tech support for my dad, so I guess that does count.
You get, I know.
Charge. What are you
doing? Just the goodwill of family.
And a hug once in a while.
Yes.
And a hug once in a while. Well, she'd give you a hug, too, if you would contribute right now to Wisconsin Public Radio. Let me tell you that. Your contribution keeps these programs going and keeps our station strong. So maybe it's $5 or $10 or $20 a month. Every gift, any amount, makes a big difference. So I hope you'll donate right now at WPR.org. Or phone 888-202-2552.
And we still have that incredibly generous dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now, up to $6,200.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. And that's from our really wonderful current members, including Sherry and Madison, and also WASA members Marilyn and Jim and Pat and Rita. So your gift right now of $50 turns into $100, $100 turns into $200, and so on. So please take advantage of this match and double your support for WPR programs when you give right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I'm pretty sure I know those folks, and they're all very, very good people. You've been enjoying the conversation today with Peter Green and gathering great computer advice. Now's the time to join in. This is an example of, I think, the informative and substantial conversations that we have on this show.
It's really true. And Lynn from Wanakee says, I listen to WPR nearly every day. It's such a part of my life. Donating to public radio is a very worthwhile investment. Well, we hope you will join Lynn and take a few minutes to make this program and many more programs possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you. Then make your pledge. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You give to WPR to support the programs you love, and as an added incentive, we have something special during this winter membership drive. When you give $60 or more, it's just $5 a month, ask for the I Love WPR magnets.
You will get one large magnet and one small magnet. You can stick one on your car or your refrigerator or your file cabinet. Ask for the magnets now. Get your gift doubled and show your support for WPR when you make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We always say when we're announcing who we are, we always say you're listening to Wisconsin Public Radio. And public radio means listener-supported radio.
And while we certainly do appreciate business contributions and federal and state tax dollars, listener support, your support, is the single largest source of WPR's budget. It's actually about 40% of our budget. So your contribution of any amount really does matter. You can do that right now on this final day of our winter membership drive at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your call is important to us, so please leave a message after the beep.
I started listening to the state station, and it's been my companion ever since.
We just have been at this public radio listening for at least 15 years, and I've, you know, certainly tried to contribute over all those years.
Wisconsin Public Radio has been a favorite of mine, I would say, for about the last 11, 12 years. I enjoy it so very much.
I hope you'll make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio during our membership drive this winter. And I tell you what, whether your pledge is $5 a month or it's $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
Maybe you've heard that the proposed state budget includes a significant cut in state support for Wisconsin public broadcasting. You tell us that you value the lasting impact of public broadcasting programs, the news, conversations, music, and entertainment.
And that's why Wisconsin Public Broadcasting, including WPR, is working hard to address the budget challenges as this process goes forward. Meanwhile, listener support is more important than ever, so please make your gift at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
Because you have a strong sense of what it means to be a Wisconsinite, chances are that Wisconsin Public Radio plays an important role in that sense of identity. We really do serve the entire state.
On Wisconsin Public Radio, what do you get? You get news, you get voices, you get music, you get sounds from around the state. Over time, all these broadcasts add up to a strong sense of connection to the state that we call home.
It's true. Eva from Campbellsport says, Larry keeps our everyday life updated. Thanks. Well, Wisconsin Public Radio is a home we all share, and it's funded in large part by listeners. So please, give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
When you listen to WPR on your way to and from work every day and some on the weekend, you're listening more than 700 hours a year.
Wow. And if you've never given to WPR before, make your gift today of maybe $5 a month. For hundreds of hours of listening, that makes WPR one of the best information and entertainment bargains you'll find anywhere. Your gift, no matter what amount you choose, really does make a difference, especially now with the dollar-for-dollar match in effect. Go now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And don't forget that dollar-for-dollar match. It's still in effect. Give now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552. And your support of WPR is going to go twice as far.
Not only will it go twice as far, but your pledge of $60 or more, that's $5 a month, will also get you the new I Love WPR magnets. Show your support for WPR, WPR.org, or 888-202-2552.
If you're not already a sustainer, become one right now. It's easy to set up, convenient. Ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card at WPR.org. Or at 888-202-2552.
Again, help us take full advantage of that generous dollar-for-dollar match, up to $6,200 with your pledge right now. The last day of the drive, a big dollar-for-dollar match. What are you waiting for right now? WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And stay with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Great to have you with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio as we visit about your computer and your software with Peter Green, computer consultant with Infostar.com. I'm Larry Mueller, and again, thank you so much for listening and for contributing here during our fun drive. Leslie in Cottage Grove has been waiting a while, so let's go to Leslie. Thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi. How you doing, Peter and Larry? Nice to talk with you.
Nice to talk with you.
You had just answered a question regarding refreshing the operating system, and I have a Windows 7 PC that I set up in when I got it in 2011. Last day was my Christmas present, so the end of the year in 2011, and I use it to do my finances. I have Quicken on it, Quicken 2007, as a matter of fact. So I've been running that. I loaded the operating system and all of the drivers. I put it on the Internet, updated everything, and I haven't had it on the Internet since I put Quicken on it. Does it deteriorate over time? Do I need to refresh that operating system and the software? My signal on this is there was a feature on Quicken called the Emergency Records Organizer, which doesn't show up anymore. And I had a whole bunch of information in there, and I refreshed Quicken, but it didn't come back. So what goes on behind the scenes there?
That sounds like a data component of Quicken.
Yeah.
And that sounds like something related to a backup restore function to have that, unless it's tied into you being online with their website or service that you have through them.
Which I've never done. I've never put Quicken online or done any of that stuff.
Yeah, so when you said you kind of like redid your system and then that went away when you went back, you know, got everything back, it sounds to me that's like a data component. I'm not familiar with that feature, but I would probably research online, you know, doing a search for the specific features or
that
what it's
I
called.
Did.
And did you find anything?
I did find how you would bring it back on Quicken, and mm-hmm. I refreshed the Quicken software, mm-hmm. but that feature didn't come back. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering whether it might be tied to some element of the operating system that may have deteriorated because I've never refreshed the OS.
Yeah,
upgraded it.
Yeah, there must be some preferences or setting or checkbox somewhere, either in Quicken or perhaps something in Windows that's actually acting as a roadblock for not allowing that to happen. So you kind of have to ask the question until and read the answers until, you know, it leads you to the solution, because it may not be readily apparent.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I've had features go away in software, and it's because something tripped Windows to turn something off or change a setting, and it made the software stop working the way, you know, the proper way, or the, you know, with all the features I wanted or someone wanted. So there might be a setting in Windows that might be actually creating a roadblock for that.
Is it possible to refresh the operating system without restaging the whole machine and wiping it off and starting over?
Yeah. There are a couple of things. One is you could, if you type in MS Fixit, Microsoft has, I believe it's still out there, it's a website where it interacts with the operating system, and you can have it kind of go handshake with your system and check and see if things are right. There is another feature that you could do a search on. It's called Scan Now space /SFC, which will do a scan of your operating system and check and make sure all the Windows files are, you know, in are all up to snuff.
But that SSC, like Sam?
Yes, Sam, so it's Scan, I believe it's S-C-A-N-N-O-W, or it might be one N. But if you do search on it, you'll find it. And then it's space / Sam Franklin Charlie.
SFC.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. But again, you know, that roadblock could still be there even though all those things check out. So you're going to have to do a little bit of research on that. And then in terms of, you know, other things you could do with the operating system, just keeping it clean, you know, like that utility I talked about with CCleaner, it goes through, you can do a scan of the registry and see if you have bad entries in it where it's referencing things that really no longer are available or are working properly. And it prompts you to back up the registry, so know where you put it, and then just run it until, I usually run it 3 times, and it eliminates all the bad entries in it. And that'll help make your system run faster, too.
Yeah, there you go. Good luck, Leslie. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it. I want to give Andy and Wanakee a chance to join us. Andy, hi. Thanks for calling.
Good morning. Peter, I had a refurbished computer, and everything seemed to be going well as I downloaded it. And I think the second time, it seemed to crash. And you know, I tried to go to F2 and F12, and I can't seem to get it to come up again. Is there any hope for that?
Well, some crashes are hardware related, and some crashes are software related. When you turn it on, do you ever see where it's trying to start Windows?
Yeah.
Okay. So what you need to do is, you turn the computer on and press the F8 key, and you want to do it before it comes up and says starting Windows, and then it'll prompt you to either go in the safe mode or repair the computer. And probably what you want to try is do the repair of the computer and see, you know, how that proceeds forward with that. The other option is you could also do a system restore from that menu. More than likely, it's probably going to be available. And hopefully that would be a system restore from a configuration that was in place right when you picked it up. So mm-hmm. with nothing being done to it. Because there might did you download any software or make any changes to it that might have possibly caused it to have a software crash?
No.
Okay. So, you know, those are the choices that I would do. I'd probably lean towards a system restore if it was available to, you know, go back to where when you picked it up. Mm-hmm. And hopefully the system is set up to do that. It should be.
So if you do a system restore, then it goes
takes,
back.
It takes you back to when you first picked it up. So doing a system restore is a good thing to do on a regular basis, just to make sure that you have an option where you install software, or for whatever reason things start acting weird or funky, you can go back and do a system restore from, you know, Saturday night or last Wednesday, and then just do a system restore, and it doesn't affect your data. It mm-hmm. just affects any programs that had changed or, you know, crashed and all of a sudden are misbehaving on you.
And then obviously don't restart those those ones that are causing you trouble.
You know, you can prove the point and see if it was the culprit.
Yeah.
See if it was the culprit, and if it was, then you know, and then just do the restore again and don't do it.
Yeah, so it could be the culprit.
I've done that just to go back to a manufacturer and say, hey, you're the problem.
And they say, oh, no, it can't be.
They also say, how'd you know to do this or that? And I'm like, just trust me, I've done it.
And I tell you what, somebody else who's done it and done it many, many, many times when it comes to fund drives, and that's Susan.
that's
Judith Sears-Poisson, who joins us once again to talk with you about our winter membership drive. Your gift right now, $5 a month, $10 a month, $15, any amount makes the WPR choice for you, the reliable station that it is, helps keep it going. Give now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
So we have some wonderful news to share. We had that very generous $6,200 match. Well, we have blown past that this hour. Thank you so much for those pledges. And let's thank also those members that put up that generous match, Sherry and Madison, also Wausau members, Marilyn and Jim, and Pat and Rita. It was their way of inspiring you to support WPR by offering that dollar-for-dollar match. But you know what? There are so many other reasons to give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. This is the last day of this pledge drive. Have you given during the Larry Mueller Show to show your support? If you've gotten a useful piece of advice about your health or cooking, taking care of your pets, gardening, computers, this is the time to show your appreciation for Larry and for the guests that share their expertise with you each and every day. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio keeps you informed and entertained virtually every day. You enjoy this program, I hope, and also Chapter a Day, or maybe Car Talk, or Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and many others that you've come to rely on.
WPR really gives you a window on the world like no other, and certainly a window on our wonderful state. We really celebrate and appreciate our state each and every day. Support the exciting mix of shows you enjoy on this station with your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
During this membership drive, you can get the new I Love WPR magnets when you give $60. That's $5 a month or more. Your donation supports the programs you count on, and you can also get those cool magnets.
You'll get one large magnet and one small magnet. You can stick them on your car, your refrigerator, whatever you like. Show your love for WPR right now with a pledge, but also with those great magnets. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I prefer more balanced conversation. That's what took me to WPR. When I got there, I found a whole host of programming that interests me. Gardening shows, home improvement shows, humor shows, word language shows, things that just grab my interest and grab my attention. It's not just one thing. We had been giving on an annual basis for years. I didn't want this to be an annual decision, and I think that's where we decided to make the change and become sustaining members. It was a statement of values as much as a statement of financial commitment. I'm Bruce from Brookfield, Wisconsin. I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too.
You can pledge at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson asking for your support of WPR during our winter membership drive. And maybe your gift is $10 or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
It is. You connect with Wisconsin Public Radio for information, for great conversations, and for entertainment, sometimes all together in one show. 9XM leadership gifts of $100 a month or more are critical in supporting that connection for you and for others across the state.
You know, if we had one of those 9XM contributions right now of $1,000, that would almost put us to $10,000.
Yep, we're looking for $10,000. You have shown such wonderful support, but it's the last day of the drive. We are at $8,500. We're going for $10,000 by noon. So help us out.
Keep our connection strong to you and all WPR listeners with a leadership gift of $100 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Sometimes you want to listen to WPR, but you're not near a radio. No problem, because you can listen online from anywhere in the world.
At WPR.org, you check out information about your favorite shows or the guests you've heard, listen to audio archives of past programs. Your pledge helps support all of those services.
And you know what else you can do at WPR.org? You can make your donation. Make that donation right now on the last day of the drive. This is the last time to show your support for Larry and the Larry Mueller Show. And help us get to that $10,000 mark. That's just such a nice round number, isn't it? WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
$8,772. We're getting closer. We have a dollar. Well, we don't have a dollar-for-dollar match now. We have a goal of reaching that $10,000 level. You can help us make it right now. Take advantage of the opportunity here to support the WPR programs that you've come to rely on. Give right now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552. Hey, we're over 9,000.
Woohoo! Paul from Dodgeville says, was just listening to WPR and was reminded I need to make a pledge. Well, maybe you need to make a pledge too. New members are an important part of these fund drives. Maybe you haven't ever given before. Every single member really makes a difference because listener support is such an important part of the funding that makes WPR programs possible.
And right now, almost half of our contributors during this program are new contributors.
Oh, that just warms my heart.
That is wonderful. Whether you tune in for one favorite program or maybe you find yourself checking in throughout the day or the week, you're getting some value from what you hear. If you've never given before, start off with a pledge of $5 a month at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
And don't forget, you can get those magnets at that level, too. A gift to WPR is a gift through Wisconsin Public Radio to the community. You enjoy this radio station, and so do many others.
Make your pledge right now for yourself and the community, and we're over $9,022. We're just a little bit short of $10,000. We need your help right now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
If you're not already a sustainer, become one right now. It's super easy to set up. Those are convenient, ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. You can do that right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your pledge now is so important during our winter membership drive. So I hope you'll give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Peter Green will be with us after our news break. We'll take a quick look at the news and then we'll be right back. But go to WPR.org and make your contribution. Great to have you listening in on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here taking a look at your computer with Peter Green, computer consultant with Infostar.com, and who visits us regularly to help with your personal computer problems. One of the other things he does every show is give us a top 10 list of great sites to go to. And Pete, what have you got for us today?
Okay, if you go to Infostar.com and go to the top left, click on Current Top 10 or the Top 10 Archives, scroll today's date, click on that link, they'll be there. PhotographyLife.com. Great digital photography resource. If you need explanations on anything related to it, you're going to find it there. They've also got an awesome video on our sun that's like time-lapsed photography for like 5 minutes. It's a compression of like 4 years of an insane amount of data that was taken 24/7 for years. It's just crazy. Estately.com. is a new real estate resource to check out. Impressed with it. So there are others that are out there, but this is a new one that I've been going to. AAOS.org, American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. Great resource if you're looking at joint replacement to find out more information. MacObserver.com, great place for news and information about Apple products and services. This one I've mentioned before. I got to mention again, if you're looking for a new computer, you want the technical data, you want to see where your CPU fits, you want to see performance benchmarks, CPUBenchmark.net, great site, lots of information up there. 600,000 systems tested, 1,200 plus CPU models. You can't get more than that. MLBPipeline.com, if you're interested in Major League Baseball, future prospects. I put feature. It's future prospects. I'll have to fix that. Another resource to check out, HuffingtonPost.com. just an online magazine that's got lots of great articles, and it's referenced a lot out there. Driversside.com is a car owner's resource, very easy to navigate. If you've got pets, there's a site called PetMD.com. Don't know if you ever heard of it, Larry.
I have.
It's got a dog breedopedia and a cat breedopedia along with a bunch of other stuff. Great resource. And the last one is NAHB.org, National Association of Home Builders. Great resource if you're buying, remodeling, or building a home. And also visit their site on home housing economics. They've got a great resource for that as well.
And all those are up on your site, right?
Yep. Infostar.com and current top 10.
Up on the left side.
Left
side of the screen.
Yep.
So I tell you what, Pete, we have a lot of questions up online that
I can go through these real quick.
Well, yeah, and let's start with Grant, who mentioned, for your information, the latest Apple operating system is Yosemite OS 10.10.2, also known as OS X.
I did that on a Mac, and like I was telling Larry off the air, went through an experience where we had a system crash and we're dealing with updates and upgrades, and I fingered the problem and went back to the manufacturer and said, this is the culprit. And Yosemite was not the problem, but it was a judgment call of whether or not to update to Yosemite since it was doing all this other stuff, and totally forgot that was fairly recent.
Well, we had an email from Mike in Bruce, Wisconsin. I presently have a laptop with Windows Vista. Is it feasible to upgrade my computer to install Windows 7 or 8 by purchasing online, or am I better off to just purchase a new computer? My present computer has an Intel Core 2 Duo processor and a 4 gig memory and 320 gigs hard drive.
Okay, I've done going from Vista to Windows 7, and I've usually done a clean install, not an update or an upgrade where it goes over it, but actually wipe out the system. So again, it goes back to being prepared with the drivers and your data files and so forth. In terms of the processor and the memory, you're probably okay with the processor. If you get the 32-bit version of Windows, 4 gig is the maximum you can support in the computer. You got to look at it in terms of expandability. If you could add more memory and go to 8 gigs, then you could get the 64-bit version of Windows 7, and it would take advantage of that extra memory.
Oh, sure.
But you got to be careful in terms of if you're using specialty software, you may not be able to get the 64-bit version of the software that you're using. So it's really on a case by case basis whether or not you can get the software to run under the 64-bit version.
Okay.
So there's a hardware limitation on Windows depending upon which version of the operating system you're using.
So in the end would you buy a new one?
If it was me, I'd probably do the 7.
Yeah.
To me, Vista was to me just like a beta version of software that they shouldn't have released. And 7 will work on it. 8, that's a tough call. I don't know if it's got enough horsepower for that.
But 7
I would.
Give it a shot.
Yep.
We had an email from John in Port Wing. I would like to copy my wife's email files to a new computer. She wants everything in the in, out, sent, and deleted boxes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
The old machine is a PC running Outlook 2003 in XP. Mm-hmm. The new machine is a PC running Outlook 2010 in Windows 8. Can you go through that process of how to do that?
It's actually pretty straightforward, but what I would do is recommend the file that Outlook uses is called a .pst. That's the data file. Everything is in that file. It could be ginormous. What's ginormous? It depends on who you are. It could be 500 meg. It could be 2 gigabytes. It could be 10 gigabytes. So it's one file. What you need to do is know where that's located. And it's typically under your user folder and then Microsoft data. But you can find it with a search. But I recommend going online and going through how do I restore my outlook.pst file from one system to another. There are a lot of great resources out there. And basically what it's doing is you take a copy of your PST file, you go to your Outlook, and then you're going to pull that in. You're going to
just drag it in?
Well, not drag it in, but you're going to tell it where it is.
Okay.
And then it's going to see it, and then it's going to pull it into the new version of Outlook. Because Outlook works with that file.
Okay, so that's actually that's pretty straightforward.
So you can copy it to a thumb drive from the old system and then move it to the new system and then bring it into your new version of Outlook, and you'll have all your folders there.
Wow.
Yep.
Facebook question from Tim. Mm-hmm. My desktop is running XP Pro, and Java is no longer supporting XP. Should I continue to update Java, or should just keep running the newest version that's still compatible with XP?
I have to tell you, based on my experience recently with Java, I would probably say, you know, XP sunsetted, which means that they're no longer supporting it for updates. I would not continue to update Java because it's probably no effect on the XP operating system. And you probably don't want to take the chance of it throwing some shrapnel out there and doing some to XP.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
So that's where my caution to the wind is on that.
We had a Facebook question from Mark. How do I remove add choice from my computer, Windows 8, and my iPhone 4?
Yeah.
What is add choice?
Add choice is it's like an adware program that's probably tied in with what came with the computer, like the previous caller, where it's bugging the crap out of you. You could use a program like CCleaner that would probably do a more thorough removal of it than doing it through the operating system or through the control panel. But you would go through the list of programs that are installed and select Add Choice and do an uninstall. And on your iPhone, you just press down on your home button. I believe, press down on your home button where you get all the jigglies?
Yeah.
And then you just have to pick your... the icon for which one it's installed to delete it.
And that's all there is to it.
Yeah. So, okay. and you can go online and just type in how to delete programs from my iPhone, because have to pick the one that you want and remove it.
Kurt in Dallas, Wisconsin has an issue to talk about. Hi there, Kurt. Thanks for calling.
Morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I'm running a Toshiba laptop with Windows 8.1. I pretty much continuously had some sort of infection in there that causes pop-ups continuously. Every time I click on something, I'll get a pop-up, add cache or TechCore or something like that. I've run ADW Cleaner, I've run CC Cleaner, and I'm also using Malwarebytes Premium. And I've had the computer in for service, and I can't seem to avoid this thing. Is there any way I can get in there and get this out of there?
There's trying to remember the program that I used. I know it's on my tips section for removing really annoying software. I forgot the name of it, but it's like one of the last tips on my tips page, and it's a program that allows you to see what's running in stealth mode. In other words, you don't really know the name of it, but it's something that's running on your system, and it will allow you to identify it, and then you'll know where it's located. You can go and look for it, but I believe it shows you the location, and then you can remove it from your system.
Can I get your website with the tips on it?
Yeah, it's infostar.com, infostar.com, and then on the top left-hand side, tips. It's just tips.
Okay.
I forgot the name of it, but it's if you click through, it's one of them that just it finds stealthware on your system and identifies what's running in your memory while your computer is on, and that's probably what's initiating that.
Yeah, there you go. Good luck. Thanks a lot for calling. We had an email from Pete wondering, is Outlook limited to 4 gigs for PST files. Please clarify. That was from an earlier comment.
Yeah, you know, it used to be, but I've run systems where they're in excess of 10 gigs, and it's a good thing to archive with it, because I think if you get any system that has data files that large, that's not what I would consider very a good situation. But I have seen them run and work. It used to be, I believe 2 gigs used to be a limitation with like 2003, but I don't know what the limit is currently on it.
But
I know in 2010 it's working with stuff that's in excess of 10 gigs. I've seen it, personally seen it.
Well, I've personally seen Judith Sears-Poisson many times. I've seen her. I've seen her come and I've seen her go and
and come back
in
again,
and out of the
like
office,
a bad nickel.
In and out of the studio, and here she is back in again to talk with you and with me as we listen in here about our winter membership drive, which is going really well. Your gift, any amount, makes a big difference, so I hope you'll give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I'm not sure you've ever seen me quite this excited, though, because I have a great report. Last hour, we heard from 73 new and returning members, and we went over our $10,000 goal. That just makes me so happy.
Wonderful.
You know, our goal now in this last 10 minutes or so is to get 30 pledges.
30 pledges. That is the goal. So I hope you'll support the station you love and help us meet that goal when you give right now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552. And we're already off to a good start with 10 or so new contributions.
Yeah.
So we're a third of the way there.
We are. And I know Larry is going to be too humble to read these comments on the air, so I am going to do it. Patricia from Colgate says, I love listening to Larry Mueller and all his interesting guests, especially Peter Green. And we always appreciate Peter coming by. Jennifer from Brantwood says, tell Larry I decided WPR is more important to me than Netflix.
Oh my goodness.
I canceled it and donated my $10 a month to support WPR. What a great comment. And then, let's see, there we go.
Where else?
Peter from Germantown says, I'm donating for Larry Mueller's contagious enthusiasm and remembering all of the hundreds of hours of my listening enjoyment. Well, you know, what great testimonials there, and what company you can be in when you make your gift. I'm guessing you've been enjoying today's conversation with Peter Green, gathering some excellent computer advice. This is really an example of the interesting and informative conversations that we work hard to bring to you each and every day on this show.
And so now and by the way, those are one. Thank you so much for those comments. It really means a lot to me, and I know to Judith as well. We really appreciate the comments. It helps kind of make you feel like you're doing something that's important to people, and I feel we are. I hope you'll take a few minutes now, if you haven't contributed, and make your contribution. Make many more programs possible. Choose a gift that works for you, and then go ahead and make your pledge at WPR.org. Or by phoning 888-202-2552.
You decide the amount of your pledge. Each and every pledge matters, and every pledge helps pay for the programs you enjoy on Wisconsin Public Radio. And don't forget, during this drive, you can ask for your I Love WPR magnets when you give $60 or more.
You'll get one large one and one small one, and you can stick them on your car, your refrigerator, wherever you like, obviously. Show your love for... I've seen them in some pretty strange places, to be perfectly honest. Some of those I wouldn't put there myself, but that's the way it is with some Wisconsin Public Radio listeners. You can show your love for WPR and ask for those magnets, and I don't want to know where you're going to put them. But you can get them for $60 or more. That's $5 a month at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
Your call is important to us, so please leave a message after the beep.
I don't think that people fully understand that Wisconsin Public Radio is really the basis from which it all began. I'm constantly telling people that you've got a tremendous resource here. You don't have to contribute. I mean, you can go ahead and take the service for free. I tell them, I contribute so you can listen. That always gets them. Here's this tremendous amount of information which is commercial-free. It's annoyance-free, certainly. And I've got this terrible aversion to commercials, both on television and especially radio. I don't think the people really understand the value that you have right here just flipping on the radio.
I hope you will contribute. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during our winter membership drive. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson asking for your support of WPR. And maybe your gift is $10 a month or maybe it's $15. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
When you listen to WPR, you can be assured that we always have your interests at heart. We can continue to serve our listeners and communities because of the support we receive from members, including the 600 members of WPR's 9XM Leadership Circle.
9XM members support WPR with gifts of $1,200 or more every year. That's $100 a month. To make this leadership gift, you can go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
WPR is your radio station, and this is the last day of this winter membership drive, your last chance to show your support for the Larry Mueller Show. Your intelligence, involvement, and high expectations really shape everything you hear on these airwaves.
Thank you for making sure that Wisconsin and beyond has a vital, strong public radio service. WPR is your station because you fund it. We're at, oh my goodness, we have 16 contributions, so only 14 more to go to hit our goal of 30 contributions for this last half hour. Give right now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
Maybe you listened to WPR in school as a kid or in the car with your parents, or maybe you found us on your own. Either way, you probably want to see WPR continue. It's an important part of this wonderful state of Wisconsin.
If you've never given before, now is the time to do your part. It's never too late to make that first contribution. Maybe it's $5 a month. It's easy, doesn't take long. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Today is the last day of our winter membership drive. It wraps up tonight at 6 o'clock, but guess what? The Larry Mueller Show ends in about 4 minutes. So show your support. Your financial support really is more important than ever.
Your gift, big part of what makes this program and all the programs you rely on and enjoy possible on WPR. So take action right now. Make your gift at WPR.org or phone with that contribution at 888-202-2552.
You might be saying to yourself, oh, I'll pledge next time. Well, this is it. Today is your last chance to pledge your support for this show during this membership drive.
Don't delay. Join the community of people who come together to make great radio. Pledge now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Still looking for 13 more pledges in the next 5 minutes if we really push it. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Joanne from Bayfield says, I will proudly wear my WPR t-shirt when Larry Mueller comes to Bayfield for the kickoff of Bayfield in Bloom on May 15th. It's an event we look forward to each year.
And I will be wearing mine.
There you go.
I heart Wisconsin Public Radio t-shirt,
yes,
as well. I have a collection of all of the t-shirts, believe me.
You can do a one-man fashion show.
All those contributions and all those t-shirts later. And here we are, this pledge drive. You know, we've got the I Love WPR magnets. They're yours for a pledge of $60 a month. That's $5 a month at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552. We're stuck here. We need to move on.
We need a little momentum. Diane from Cable says, we truly love WPR and encourage others to tune in. As a result of our enthusiasm, our son and his wife are listeners. Oftentimes, they leave WPR on for their dog to listen to while they're away. And their 6 months old son listens up with the family, too. All of us are more knowledgeable for tuning in. We appreciate the balance and diversity of programming and absolutely love WPR.
We are going to be going away here in about 20 seconds, but I'm telling you what, we still have some time for you to contribute and make your contribution and have it count during this program, and that's something Judith and I would love. Your pledge right now makes a big difference during our winter membership drive. So please now go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and thank you.